Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode of the Weekly Compass, we're going to take a look at the numerology and the energy for the week of May 10th through the 16th, 2021. The forecasts for each life path number for May 2021 are up on my YouTube channel and my podcast now, so if you haven't checked yours out, head on over and do that. This is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading, please book some time with me. I would love to do that. My information is in the description box below. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look at the numerology for this coming week. So we start off with this 10-1, sort of one energy. This week matches the overall collective energy for the month, which is also that 10-1-1 energy. So you may find that the energy is more pronounced now during this week, at the beginning of the week. This energy at the start of the week really encompasses and focuses on identity and a pioneering spirit. So this is going to be a time to discover your true identity, or at least start that process, and your place within the world. One energy isn't about molding ourselves into what others think we should be, but rather forging a new path and showing others what is possible when we stay true to ourselves, even in the face of adversity and judgment. So this is really a raw energy. It's very original and creative. So in order to really harness this energy, it takes command and courage. So there may not be any manuals or guidebooks here for you to follow, which means you need to write your own for you, not to influence, dominate, or manipulate another, but to free yourself of any constraints you may have previously felt that were hindering you from stepping up and stepping out as authentically you. Distinct personal identity will be emphasized at this time. So pay attention to what comes in for you. It's going to be highlighting for you where it is that in the past, maybe you were sort of accommodating others more than paying attention to your true self. You know what I'm saying? Like to sort of minimize yourself or camouflage who you are to make others comfortable. And this is not an energy for that. This is an energy for really shining that light, shining that brilliance, and figuring out who you are and what you want and what you desire and how to start to create the path towards that. Then at the end of the week, we have this 16-7 energy. So this 7 energy, it sort of carries the energy of some kind of abrupt awakening or transformation. And I know that you may hear that and think, oh, I'm done with that. I'm so over that energy. Because obviously 2020 was a lot like that for a lot of people for a long period of time. But I feel like this is going to be a time where insights and awareness can come in like a lightning bolt and sort of show us the things we were trying to maybe keep hidden or sweep under the rug. We didn't really want to deal with it just yet. So this is going to bring about an undeniable awareness. And again, it's like a lightning bolt. It's going to come in quick and furious, but it's really for our highest good. So this is going to be like sort of like that energy of like once you see something, once you see it fully, you can't unsee it. You know what I mean? It's always going to be sort of in your awareness until you choose to do something with it. And again, you always get to choose what you want to do with the awareness. But trust that it's coming in this strongly and this abruptly to motivate you to take action and to deal with whatever needs your understanding and attention at this time. Perhaps it's a time to release whatever it is that's keeping you from being yourself, even when it's uncomfortable. This includes relationships and career, as well as mindsets and beliefs. What you do with this big, bold flash of illumination is up to you, but it can make a tremendous difference within your life moving forward. So pay attention to this. I say pay attention to it. I don't think you're going to be able to not pay attention to it. But again, really feel into how you want to work with it and what you want to do with this new level of awareness, because again, that's going to make all the difference. So looking at the energy for the week, I can see at the beginning, we have like this big, beautiful, tremendous gift from the universe coming in that is just waiting for us to say yes to it. And it's like, whatever this is will bring us a true sense of emotional security and groundedness, as well as fulfillment. And so again, you can see how it's like being true to yourself will ultimately bring you a tremendous amount of joy and opportunity. So it's kind of like, if you have been sort of, again, conforming to a way that wasn't authentically you, then the opportunities that have been coming in for you aren't authentically you either. So it's kind of like when you can step into or recognize what feels good for you, what feels right for you, even if others don't understand it, even if there's judgment from others, whatever the case may be, even if others are still trying to manipulate and influence you or shame you into believing a certain thing about yourself that is not true. It's like if you can figure that out and start to step into your own truth and your own glory, then the opportunities that will start to surface for you will be in alignment with that truth. And that will bring you that emotional joy, that emotional fulfillment, that emotional security and stability. So again, it's kind of like, if you feel like everything that shows up for you is sort of crap or doesn't feel right or is, you know, just not great, then this is an opportunity for you to take a closer look at where are you not showing up in relationships, in purpose, authentically. Okay, like this isn't something that happens overnight. This is something that is a sort of a lifelong journey, really. But you have an inkling. You always have sort of an idea of what feels right for you, what feels good for you, what feels true for you. And it's when you can sort of really harness and embrace that one energy to say, you know what? This is what I desire. This is what feels good for me. If you're not with me on this, that's okay, but I need to forge this path. So again, I'm just seeing this energy the beginning of the week where it's like, if you can stand in that truth, if you can, again, be who you need or want to be or who you are in the face of this adversity of others trying to tell you who you should be, then you're going to start to see, even if it's uncomfortable at first, even if you have to stand alone at first or feel like you are, you're going to start seeing the opportunities that start to come in, be much more aligned with your truth, feel much more, a higher octave, feel much more aligned, basically. So I just see that energy that is there for the taking, that there is an opportunity for it. You have to do the work. You have to do your part. You have to choose to show up authentically and show up as who you feel you are, right? And when you do that, you're going to start seeing the support of the universe coming in. You're going to start seeing those gifts coming in, those opportunities coming in. And so again, that's going to bring you that emotional fulfillment and stability and security. Whereas if you continue down the path of allowing others to influence you, influence your truth, influence your values and your beliefs, and define who you are for you, then you're going to continue to see the same sort of things you've been seeing, right? And if that feels uncomfortable for you, then I feel like at the beginning of the week, you're going to have an opportunity to make some adjustments so that what comes in for you feels much more comfortable and much more aligned with who you are. I hope I articulated that in a way that makes sense, but definitely seeing that one energy coming in super strongly at the beginning of the week. Then midweek, we start to see these influences of sort of what it is that our awareness is going to be brought to as we continue along in the week. We start to see sort of inklings of that. So we start to see where it is that we ourselves are holding ourselves back, right? So it's kind of like again, and I get this feeling like if this message is for you, then it's going to resonate. You already sort of know whatever this is, right? It's kind of like I said, it's like we're aware, like we know what it is that needs attention or needs additional work or needs releasing, but we haven't felt really ready to deal with that yet. Maybe out of fear, out of, again, fear of the unknown. Like we know this is uncomfortable, but it's sometimes easier or feels easier to stay in the uncomfortableness as opposed to stepping out into what's unknown and creating something that is, or allowing something that's much more aligned, if that makes sense. So I just get this feeling like there's going to be something that starts to show up midweek that's highlighting for us what this like awakening or transformation is going to be towards the end of the week, that's going to really highlight for us what it is that needs change or adjustment or releasing. And I just get this feeling like it's something that it's already in our consciousness. Like we already know that it needs to be dealt with, but we've been, again, sweeping it under the rug and not dealing with it. And so I think that you'll start to get those sort of, again, little pings and those little inklings of what this is around the midweek. And then as we step into the end of the week, it's when, this is when we have the opportunity to do something about it, right? So it's like, and we always have the opportunity to do something about it, but this is when it like comes into full awareness. There's no denying it, whatever it is. Again, this could be around a relationship that hasn't been working for a while. And it's like, we finally need to make some kind of decision. Or this could be about a belief system. Again, have we been taking on other people's beliefs that don't feel true to us? And taking action from those beliefs. So this could be an opportunity to have a shift in that value system or those beliefs and stand true to ourselves, right? So again, it's kind of like midweek, you'll start to see those influences coming in. You'll start to see those, like those, again, I guess it would be called kind of like foreshadowing. Like you kind of get that idea of what this is going to be about. And then as we end the week, we sort of really see this highlighted again, that lightning bolt awareness coming in, and it's what we do with it. But what's interesting is I see, like, if we choose to follow this guidance, to do something with this awareness, right? Like take the lead in doing something about this awareness and stop sweeping it under the rug, because you're not gonna, like I said, you're not going to unsee it. So you need to choose to do something with it, right? Whatever that is, even if it's a slight modification, you need to figure out what it is that you need to do with the situation. But if you can do that, if you can sit down and deal with it, whatever it is, then I see a tremendous amount of celebration and joy that follows. So again, it's like, it might be really uncomfortable in the moment. It might be, again, having those difficult conversations with somebody. It might be speaking your truth, which can also be a difficult conversation. It can be choosing to end a relationship that has not been healthy for a while, or that has just, you've just been kind of stringing along because it's comfortable or feels comfortable, but it's like not really comfortable. You know what I mean? So again, it's like, if you can take the reins and take the time to really dedicate yourself to deal with this, then I see a tremendous amount of happiness that follows. If you choose, to continue along this path, I just see it getting more and more and more uncomfortable and more, just more uncomfortable. You know, it's kind of like the more uncomfortable we get, the more we become motivated to take action to become more comfortable. So yeah, I just see this as like, if you can just do the work and take the reins and take care of whatever this is, there's a tremendous amount of joy that follows. And one thing I just want to mention is, the more, even through difficult times, the more fun and joy that you can be open to and create for yourself, even through those difficult times, the more that fear and worry will disappear. So things will bring you joy in life, right? But you don't have to wait for that joy to find you. Find ways to create it for yourself, right? And sometimes that means doing the dirty work to get there, But it doesn't mean that everything has to be serious in your life. It doesn't mean that everything has to be about worry and fear and grieving or whatever the case may be. There's also this finding this balance of, yes, doing the work, doing the dirty work, getting your hands dirty, getting in there, taking care of what needs to be taken care of, but also finding that time for that peace, joy, harmony, laughter, whatever that is, and not necessarily waiting for the world to bring it to you, but creating it for yourself, okay? I just want to mention that because sometimes I think we get caught up in everything is going wrong now, nothing is working out. And sometimes that can feel very true, but I think that if we give ourselves an opportunity to play a little bit more or step outside of that cloud of darkness, right, to find some level of joy, even if we have to create it for ourselves, even if it's like taking time out to do something that we just truly enjoy doing, where we can shut the mind off and just play, that is going to do so much for your mental health, for your, you know, your vibration within, that it will help you move through these more challenging energies, right? So anyway, I just want to mention that. It's not always up to other things to bring us the joy. Sometimes we have to create it for ourselves. And in creating that, we're showing the universe we want more of this, right? Send more of this. So again, it's finding that truth and that authenticity for ourselves, even when it comes to joy. So interesting energies this week. I do see a lot of transformation. I see a lot of sort of inner work. But I also see a lot of gifts coming in and opportunities for celebration, you know, in doing that work. So it's not like you're going to put in all this effort and not see anything for that effort. I feel like you will. So take the time, do the work, allow the transformations to show you, you know, what needs to change, what needs your effort, where you need to go with the flow, and things will work out. But once you become aware of whatever this is, don't continue to sweep it under the rug. Find a way to just sit with it and work with it and face it head on and do what you need to do to put an end to it, or, you know, modify it or change it or do whatever you need to do so that it's no longer sort of plaguing you. Okay. So I hope that it is a powerful week for you all. I think that it will be. I do see plenty of opportunities for joy and happiness and lightheartedness within the week, but I also see that stronger energy of there's some work we need to do, and it's going to be very clear what that work is, and it's up to us what we do with that energy. Okay? So take care, everyone. Thanks so much for your support and for tuning in. I always appreciate it. Bye for now.